This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tomorrow's news today.
With our government guilty of pushing a deadly experimental vaccine, robbing the nation of its wealth, and starting a war with Russia, who has a superior nuclear weapons arsenal, one has to ask, be it angry mobs or atom bombs, where do these crooks plan on escaping the fallout?
Denver is now handing out free bug-out bags to help you just in case you run into emergency. Lisa, all right, I asked you last time. I need to know the checklist of everything I got to put in my bug-out bag.
Toilet paper, paper towels, toilet paper, paper towels. We've got cotton balls. Two opportunities to get these free emergency preparedness bags. So really an important effort, especially when we're talking about severe weather.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are going to go and get those bags, but for people who maybe can't make it out there, is there anything in there that's, you know, too tough that you couldn't just put one of those together yourself?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you could easily put together yourself. I mean, if you got any extra cotton balls, you know, paper towels, toilet paper.
The city of Denver is letting the locals know they should be prepared for an unexpected order to get out of town in a hurry. And many people are connecting dots between this and the Denver International Airport. The Denver International Airport has long been rumored to be sitting atop an underground military base built deep beneath the surface and connected to several other underground bases. These rumors are the result of several interesting facts. From 1995 until he was found dead a year later, Phil Schneider gave dozens of lectures claiming to be a geological engineer hired to build deep underground military bases, known as DUMs, for the U.S. government. His father was Captain Oscar Schneider, a former Nazi stationed in Florida working black operations for naval intelligence. Phil Schneider was showing samples of what he claimed were unknown exotic metals. He provided maps of the underground dumps and showed off dramatic scars that he claimed were from a violent skirmish with a non-human species deep underground. In January of 1996, Schneider was found dead in his home, days after he mysteriously died of strangulation. Investigations were never completed, and it was ruled a suicide. His evidence went missing. Before he died, Phil Schneider used his clearance to take investigative author Alex Christopher into the top underground levels of the Denver airport, where they took pictures of a long road heading off to multiple destinations. Built upon 53 square miles of land, 25 miles from downtown, the Denver airport was billions of dollars over budget. Different contractors were hired for each section, some of whom have come forward and claimed it would take days to show you what's down there. Inside the otherwise unimpressive airport, there is a capstone with cryptic Illuminati and Masonic imagery, marking a time capsule buried beneath to be opened in 2094. The airport opened with a famous four-piece mural depicting biological warfare, death and destruction, the surrender of all national sovereignty, and the emergence of a new religion. On the floor, for no apparent reason, is what appears to be the symbol for gold and silver in a mining cart, AUAG, which is also the abbreviation for a deadly strain of hepatitis discovered in 1965. Outside on the surface, the runways form the shape of a swastika, and passengers are greeted by what has become known as Blucifer, a 32-foot horse with glowing red eyes that reportedly killed its creator when a piece of the sculpture came loose and severed an artery in his leg. This is why many people are talking about Denver's bug-out bag program, which is good, because now that we know who the people committing these historic crimes against humanity are, we can't just let them slip away into some hole somewhere. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, September 27th broadcast. And Owen Schroyer's coming up in studio. Your phone calls, a ton of news today as well. It's very positive that this new Patriot Prime Minister got elected in Italy. But now the Nord Stream 1, not the pipeline they didn't open. Like, notice the globalists didn't open the Keystone pipeline in the U.S. when it was completed. Well, they won't let Russia into Europe open their new pipeline, Nord Stream 2. Well, Nord Stream 1 is now underwater, probably a submarine. Blew it up. Massive amounts of gas coming up to the surface. That is what's going on. And Biden has come out and threatened. Well, just hear it for yourself. Here's what Biden is threatening Russia with.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that? Exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
All right, so to be clear, Nord Stream 1 has problems too, but it's Nord Stream 2, they're saying, that has blown up out in the Black Sea. Blast detected near Nord Stream months after Biden vowed to end pipeline if Russia invades. He said that in January. Here he is in February.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have very strong and clear conversations with our German allies, and I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
And now Nord Stream 2 is blown up. There's problems with Nord Stream 1. This is war, folks. And it'll only hurt Europe and bring in the Great Reset and the giant energy crisis. And then when the global depression kicks off, which has already happened, because of quantitative easing and all the rest of it, they blame it, ladies and gentlemen, on Russia. And I'm not saying Russia's perfect, but this is so scripted. We've got clips of Soros bragging that they overthrew Ukraine 8 years ago. It just goes on and on. So there's multiple spots that the pipeline has suddenly blown up. So they send the Navy SEALs in with their submersibles. They go plant bombs on it. They blow it up. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. Absolutely incredible moment to be alive. So incredibly dangerous. If Russia invades, Biden said Nord Stream 2, one way or another, will end. And now you see the giant explosion and the gas percolating up from the pipeline being cut. Even if Germany tries to turn it back on under protest and national pressure, the pipeline has been blown up. just like Biden killed the Keystone Pipeline, just like they killed hundreds of other major pipelines and thousands of spurs and feeders. Now their economic war continues, just like California is banning electric cars, Freudian slip, just like California is banning gas cars, trying to force you on electric cars that run off a grid that's already overwhelmed, and they tell you now you can't even charge your cars. I want to play a clip going to break of Tucker Carlson last night talking about the election of this new Italian prime minister, which is very positive. The negative news is that the globalists are going to pull out all the stops with war and economic collapse and cyber attacks to be blamed on the Russians. And remember, Putin said, I'll go ahead and cut off Nord Stream 1. If you keep the sanctions going, they said, no problem. We'll just blow up Nord Stream 2 so it's not even a debate. And then they'll still blame Russia for the power outages and the lack of heating going into the fall and winter. I mean, this is globalist terrorism. This absolutely makes my head spin. And what a time. What a time to be alive. That's what people got to get prepared. People got to get ready. People got to get serious because we are not in normal times. And the average American has lived in freedom so long, they have no idea what they're facing and what they're dealing with. Here's Tucker Carlson.
For is under attack. Our individual freedom is under attack. Our rights are under attack. The sovereignty of our nation is under attack. The prosperity and well-being of our family is under attack. The education of our children is under attack. In front of this, people understand that in this age, the only way of being rebels is to preserve what we are. The only way of being rebels is to be conservatives. They will try to take everything away from us. But they can't take away who we are. And you know what? Cherishing who we are, knowing what we stand for, is all we need to face this challenge.
She's not kidding. She's as serious as the moment we are currently living through. Our rights are under attack, she said. The sovereignty of our nation is under attack. And critically, quote, the prosperity and well-being of our families is under attack. And that's true. That's why it's resonant, because it's real, and not just in Italy. It's true here. American families are facing the very same onslaught from the very same poisonous ideologies. The difference is that in this country, it's rarely acknowledged, except on the fringes. Meloni's not on the fringes. She's the new prime minister of Italy. She will be, and she's saying it out loud. Contrast that to what's happening in the United States. House Republicans just spelled out what they're running on. It's a document called the Commitment to America. It's fine. Probably not much in it you disagree with it. Have you heard of it? No, you probably haven't. You probably haven't read it. Nobody really cares. Why? Because there's nothing real in it. There's not a single word in that document about the attacks on the American family that you see every day. That's at the center of most people's concerns. How are my kids? Will they have a life that resembles mine? That was called the American dream. Does it still exist? Will they be able to afford to live the way they grew up? Will they have the opportunities that we had? No. People are upset about that. Why wouldn't they be? But nobody says it. And that's odd, because we know, and now it's been proven, that when politicians are brave enough to tell the truth about what's actually happening, they tend to be rewarded for it. Once again, here's the incoming prime minister of Italy. And as you watch this, ask yourself if you would vote for a candidate like this if you had the chance in our country.
A monte c'è quella che ci facciamo oggi. Perché la famiglia è un nemico? Perché la famiglia fa così paura? C'è una risposta unica per tutte queste domande. Perché ci definisce? Perché è la nostra identità. Perché tutto quello che ci definisce in questo tempo è un nemico. Per chi vorrebbe che non avessimo più un'identità e che fossimo solamente schiavi, consumatori perfetti. Chesterton, ormai più di un secolo fa, vediamo se ve lo trovo, fuochi verranno attizzati per dimostrare che 2 + 2 = 4. Spade verranno sguainate per dimostrare che le foglie sono verdi in estate. Quel tempo è arrivato, signori. Siamo pronti. Grazie.
So that's the person who's being described all over American television, including on channels that should know better, as, quote, far right, That's far right, really, because she acknowledges that American families are under attack? Of course they are. You think it's accidental? No. And she explains why. And it's simple. If you want to establish totalitarian control over a country, of course you have to destroy the family first. Because nobody with deep family loyalty, the one thing every person should have, no one who has that will ever pledge absolute obedience to a politician. Why would you? So if you want absolute obedience, you have to sever family ties. And that's why state schools brainwash your children with values that you despise and then instruct your children to turn you in as a thought criminal if you object. That's happening. It's not your imagination, and it's happening for a reason. Wokeness is not just a political ideology. It's not just something annoying that emerged on college campuses that we can ignore. It's a state religion that supplants actual religion, which is also being destroyed. There's a reason the strip bars and the liquor stores and the weed dispensaries stayed open under COVID, but the churches didn't. If you can't draw...
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Okay.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So, I mean, I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before
keep
doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, judge.
All right, let's move on.
No, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment.
And now we head to Connecticut and the second defamation trial of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I spoke with Alex Jones and he was fired up, ready to testify.
Don't listen to corporate media. Don't listen to the establishment. Don't listen to Republican, Democrat leaders. Don't listen to think tanks. You want to hear why they fear Infowars.com? You want to hear why they fear Alex Jones? Go to Infowars.com and actually hear my show. Watch what we say. Watch what we do. See what we really say.
Are you concerned about being held in contempt of court? We've been covering it on court TV. You know, the judge, not happy this morning.
Jones called the judge a tyrant.
This is a travesty of justice, and this judge is a tyrant.
You called this judge a tyrant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you actually use that word a lot with your audience. You call people tyrants, don't you?
Only when they act like it.
It was wild at times in Connecticut today. On his first day in the courtroom, Alex Jones did what Alex Jones does.
I didn't regenerate this. I wasn't the first person to say it. American gunners didn't like being blamed for this, as the left did. So we rejected it mentally and said it must not be true.
Near the end of the day, the whole thing devolved into chaos.
And but I legitimately thought it might have been staged, and I stand by that, and I don't apologize for it.
And don't apologize, Mr. Jones. Please don't apologize.
No, I've already apologized to the parents over and over again.
You know,
I don't apologize to you.
Objection.
Don't apologize
objection.
To you.
Well, Jones talked over his own lawyer's objections all day long, often promoting his website or advertising the products he sells.
And you have a page on your website that is just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right.
He mentioned his products, the ones he pimps. He mentioned those over and over today.
You sell a product called Basil Beat, don't you?
No, Basil Beat.
Thank you, Basil.
He kept giving the URL for his website out there.
1776coin.com is the website, right?
Yes.
It's also known as patriotscollectibles.com. Right?
1776coin.com.
I felt like I was in the middle of an infomercial.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I mean, I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before
keep
doing it.
We just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
People care about the First Amendment.
Even during the course of this trial, he's delegitimizing it on his show, and at the same time, he's selling products on the website.
I felt like I was in the middle of an infomercial.
But my favorite Economic Forum speaker of all time is this reptile, Klaus Schwab's top advisor, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. Let's see what he has to say.
Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
Elites hacking organisms and re-engineering life itself? Well, he's not talking about doing that to people, is he?
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
Well, I guess he was talking about doing that to people. All people, to be specific.
And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed.
Not playing God, are you? Because that usually works out super well.
Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds.
Oh, you are playing God. Say more.
Evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution.
Gosh, you wouldn't by chance have a plan in place on how to control people with your cloud technology, would you? And that plan isn't by chance already being implemented, is it?
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Oh, so you could implement it.
In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste.
Sounds familiar. And I guess you are implementing it already. Didn't anyone bother telling this guy not to say any of this out loud on camera? It's a lot of evidence.
Surveillance. People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin.
My brain, my body, my life, does it belong to me or to some corporation or to the government or perhaps to the human collective?
This guy's revealing the whole plan. He's going to ruin it. The World Economic Forum, out for the good of humanity. You'll own nothing, not even your own DNA, if we have our way.
It's a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually young noble leaders of the world.
Right.
So if we penetrate the cabinets, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight, so I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us my porky donor.
We'll just keep
minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, judge.
All right, let's move on.
And
people care about the First Amendment. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a bit of a emergency relief situation going on here. Alex had to step away. Let's call it a legal emergency he needed to deal with. Everything's fine, but, you know, he's in the middle of court cases right now, bankruptcy cases, so it's a miracle we can even get him on air half the time with everything he's dealing with. So he's had to step away. I'm coming in emergency relief. Haven't even had a chance to throw a couple warm-up pitches, so we're just coming in hot out of the gate. So what I'm going to do is take phone calls for the rest of this hour and into the next. And the number to call in is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, but you already knew that. And we'll go ahead and just do open lines. Anything you want to talk about is fair game. Now, there's a couple things I was really kind of looking into, and that's the major situation developing in Ukraine and how the entire
situation has been misrepresented from the very start by the mainstream media and by our politicians. Go figure, they're lying to you again. But the World Economic Forum has already put the West into a position of dependence and then ultimately shutting the energy off. And now we're not fully there, but the whole thing has been laid out. They run a couple more operations, and then it's lights out. So America and Europe have already been put in this position by the World Economic Forum to have their energy shut off and to have their food controlled and their travel and their diet and just everything. And they're public about this because they're getting ready to actually, you know, lower the drawbridge and let the tyrants in to run it all. And now, on top of that, you have Russia and China and Iran and India and Brazil and Mexico and Japan and Turkey and Saudi Arabia and UAE and Qatar. And they're not really into that. And it's almost as if they're now planning the post-first world in response to the post-industrial world that the World Economic Forum is implementing in the West. And so now Putin, with India and China and the Middle East and other countries, have positioned themselves that when the West collapses, they're going to have everything ready to go for them to now be the dominant power force and for them to now be the example of first world countries. That's what they're doing. And the situation in Ukraine is kind of the linchpin in the entire deal. Because if the West can secure Ukraine, Russia has a lot less influence on Europe and the flow of energy. And if Russia can secure Ukraine, then it's pretty much lights out for Europe. And Russia will have total energy dominance in Europe and in the East. And then you and I, we've already been set up to be turned off, and then we won't even have an option. So the situation is very serious in Ukraine. And you hope it doesn't get any worse. But then there's the issue of, we've got so many problems here domestically, it's almost impossible to even properly deal with the international concern right now. We've got a Democrat Party that is openly hostile against its own citizens and using, weaponizing all the factions of government that they possibly can, all the facets of big corporations that they possibly can, against their political opposition, against any dissent. And you've seen how bad it is now. I mean, what is the worst case? I guess them outright murdering people? Them showing up with guns to assassinate Republicans? Like what's happened in Portland and Denver and Washington, D.C. multiple times. In front of Justice Kavanaugh's house. You know all the stories. They've got their political prisoners. They do guns-drawn raids of innocent people like that. Pastor with seven kids, his kids are home, they get an FBI guns-drawn raid on him, even though the judge had already thrown out the case. A judge looked once at the case, said this is an entirely fabricated case, threw it out, and still the FBI, oh, not only that, not only did the judge that originally saw the case threw it out because it was frivolous, the FBI still contacted the pastor, and he even told them he'd be willing to cooperate. But it wasn't enough. They still had to do a guns-drawn raid on him. So, we've got evil on a world level. We've got evil on a national level. And it's hard to really try to figure out which is a bigger deal. Now, America could be independent. That's the way this country was designed, you see, with the individual being strong. and the concept of self-government, encouraging the individual to be independent and strong and smart and informed. But we've gone so far from that now. America's so dependent on China. And now that Biden and the Democrats have shut off our energy and the World Economic Forum has made that official policy, not only are we completely dependent on other countries, but also on the big corporations. So America has been put into a position of total surrender by Joe Biden and the globalists. And now, I guess they have just, the globalists have either already put it on the card that they're going to have a war with Russia, or they underestimated Russia's resistance to this that would then ultimately lead to a greater resistance, or it's all just a big game being played by the central banks and they're all in on it. And we're probably going to have to witness the bloodiest century in human history. So that's where we're at. And it's amazing that America's been put in this position and that we haven't learned from our own history. We haven't learned from world history. And people willingly, ignorantly, just completely sold their birthright, just sold it out for a cheap trick. Completely sold out their birthright for a cheap trick. And now you've got all these young kids running around talking about being communists and wanting to take your guns. And it's just, wow. And you sit back and you ask God, just what is the answer to this? Do we really have to deal with this forever? And you just realize, this is God's design. There's good, there's evil, and we all have a choice. So, that's where it's at. That's me stepping right in out of the bullpen and throwing 99 miles per hour. I might have hit a few batters, might have knocked a guy out, hit him in the head. But it's all good because we got out of the inning, and we're going to be taking your phone calls on the other side. Folks, remember, InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset, and The War for the World. Get that book, The Madman Alex Jones, still signing copies. He's going completely mad at this point. I don't know how he's not going to get carpal tunnel. The supplements are all great. Survival Shield X2 on sale. Survival Shield X3, very important. You see, in Poland and other countries, they're giving their citizens iodine because it's a good way to detoxify from radiation. Well, I'm not selling it as an emergency supplement. You need iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine. That's why we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Your calls on the other side up till the fourth hour when Jay Dyer takes over today on the Alex Jones Show.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Some right now. If you're tuned into this transmission, that means you're a red-blooded American. And it's in your blood. It's in your DNA to fight tyranny. That's why the globalists fear you so much. And they gotta hit you with a poison vaccine, and they gotta hit you with their internet censorship, and they gotta hit you with their glyphosates, they gotta hit you with the GMO, they gotta hit you with the fluoride. Because you're strong and you have a destiny. And that's why this transmission, the mothership of all red-blooded patriots' communications right here, is their number one target for destruction. And so we go out to the great audience that they want to silence. It's not just us. It's not just the crew. It's not just the host here. It's also you in the audience. They want silenced. So we give you a voice. And we start with Julian in Indiana. Julian, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I saw a post on the internet that Ray F.Y. Robin was a director of sales for Dominion Enterprise, which is a division of Dominion Voting. That would explain a lot to me, if that's true.
Well, I don't have any information on that, but what I do know is that Ray Epps appears to be the linchpin of the entire January 6th narrative and the Fed's involvement. And you had Thomas Massie, I think it was at hearings either yesterday or Friday, but I have some clips I'm going to play in the War Room later. And Thomas Massie brings up Ray Epps, and Jamie Raskin, who's on the January 6th committee, says, I have no idea who Ray Epps is. I don't know anything. And then later he's like, well, Ray Epps, oh, he's just a poor schmuck caught up in all of this. He's innocent. Just incredible. They all know who Ray Epps is. They're all covering up the truth about Ray Epps.
And it's really just incredible to sit here and witness this like some sort of bad magician that tells you he's making a bunny rabbit disappear or something, but you see it behind his back. I mean, that's how ridiculous, that's how ludicrous this whole January 6th thing is.
Yes, sir. The truth's got to be known. We got to have the truth.
Well, I don't know what Republicans need to have teeth and a bite here, because they definitely have some bark. There's a little bit of bark. There's some bark coming from the Republican Party. I mean, they're putting some of these Democrats right to task. I mean, I look at Josh Hawley, I look at Thomas Massie, I look at Rand Paul, I look at Ted Cruz, I look at Jim Jordan, I look at Matt Gaetz, I look at Paul Gosar, I look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, I look at Lauren Boebert. Those are some that I think are doing, you know, good things with their bark, but I'd like to see some bite. Julian, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Hope all is well. So I just wanted to connect the dots here on some of these executive orders that Biden's issued and what's coming. I mentioned this to Alex a couple weeks ago. I was on with Harris Smith this morning with the same thing, and it's very important that people understand this and understand kind of the implications of this as we're going through this upheaval, which is all part of it, right? So specifically, Biden issued an executive order in March concerning digital assets, what he called digital assets.
Cryptocurrency or an NFT, I guess.
Correct. Among other, yeah, precisely. And it was Executive Order 14067. And then recently he issued another executive order, which is the Executive Order on Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy.
Oh, that's how you know they're screwing you, when they have to tell you how great it is.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, Emperor Palpatine or something, you know, making a speech about how safe and secure things are going to be. So what I want to do is tell everybody that it's coordinated by the same group, and this all ties into Biden's second executive, National Security Memorandum that he issued after just being in office, a couple days, really, or maybe a couple weeks. The first one he issued was on cybersecurity. The second one he issued, National Security Memorandum number 2 for him, which completely revamped the National Security Council. And there are unprecedented changes in here that he did. And most specifically, when you look at both of these executive orders, what he did in that National Security Memorandum and centralized his power and added new positions that were never seen before in government, and basically created a system whereby this cryptocurrency effort by him, as well as this biotechnology effort, has all been centralized in the White House, in the national security apparatus. There's a great blog on this from a Washington insider, John B. Bellinger III, partner to international security law practices at Arnold and Porter in Washington, that goes through it and talks about the implications of what National Security Memorandum 2 is. And these two executive orders are joined. If you look in the coordination section of both the text of the orders, you will see that these assistants and so forth are spearheading all of these efforts, one of whom is Brian Deese. He's spearheading both, okay? And Brian Deese, who's been on and has been pilloried by the likes of you and Alex and so forth, and Gerald Celente, as well as Jake Sullivan, who's involved here too, are all mentioned in there as the people who have the authority to oversee all this. Now, I believe that this is all co-joined into the social credit score system that they're trying to bring in. And what you're talking about is happening in Ukraine, and the chaos that they're unleashing here domestically and so forth is to bring everybody into this new system, which will...
And that's what Alex has talked about as part of the Great Reset. They want the world in the kind of Chinese-style social credit score, but really even worse, with more control over just everything you do. Just you're fully plugged into the hive mind or the AI or whatever they call it all the time. But they'll sell it as trendy, and people will just eat it up. You know, as far as what you're talking about with Biden and the executive orders, the Democrats are involved in all kinds of shenanigans behind the scenes. Government is constantly expanding. Politicians are constantly writing new laws, expanding it, hiring their friends at new positions. And it always happens. But the Democrats are trying to get rid of the basically the safeguards of the Electoral College right now. They're trying to get rid of the filibuster right now. They're trying to get rid of laws so that they can just make illegal immigrant citizens so that they can vote in the next election right now. So, I mean, there's just an all-out assault on the laws of this country. There's just a total assault on the foundation of this country, and it's all coming from the Democrat Party. And everybody knows that. And I'm sick of the Democrats having their cake and eating it, too, when 50% of the time they're bashing America, how bad it is, how racist it is, how capitalism has failed and all the other things. And, oh, it didn't. It started in 1619, actually. And, oh, you know, Columbus was bad and Amerigo Vespucci shouldn't have named it at all and all this crap. And then the other 50%, they're telling you how they're saving America and how Republicans are a threat to the democracy and a threat to the country and all this stuff. It's like, just pick one, Democrats. Just pick one, liberals. Do you love America or do you hate America? You can't have it both ways. We all know the truth. You hate this place. Why don't you just frickin' leave? Because you know there's nowhere better else to go. And you know what? That might not even be it as much as you just want to tell us how to live our lives. That's really what it is. They just want to tell you how to live your life. I'll go to phone calls when we come back from this break. But, you know, we really are at an incredible time in this country's history. I mean, for me, there's never been anything like this. It's like a Yankees fan and a Red Sox fan or an Ohio State fan and a Michigan fan. I mean, we are so on opposite sides of the spectrum right now. We're in two completely different worlds. Forget whatever you know is fact or whatever I know is fact. I live in a completely different reality than liberals. We are in a completely different reality. They think Hillary Clinton is a saint. We think Hillary Clinton is a demon. We think Donald Trump was a great president. They think Donald Trump is a demon. Now, why can't we just have an amicable split? Why can't we just say, you go your way, we go our way, and find a way to have an amicable split here? I bet you most Republicans would actually support the idea or the conversation, but no Democrats would, no liberals would, because at the end of the day, they're socialists, they're communists, they're totalitarians, they're authoritarians, and they need your compliance. What do they have if they don't have your compliance? They have nothing. They have nothing without your compliance. And so there will never be a separation. There'll never be an amicable split. They always will need to be there telling you what to do, how to live your life, how to raise your children, what to eat, how to sleep, where to live, how to travel. They're not liberals. They're totalitarians. And they're missing the bigger picture of the New World Order pushing them into this trap.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.